Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Once again, Governor Tim Walz says he will not take a pay raise for the work he's doing for the state of Minnesota. The State Compensation Council recommends that the Minnesota governor be paid $175,000 for 2025 and $200,000 for 2026. The governor had this reaction.
I think I work hard, but I also don't want to give the impression this is about the state workforce or whatever. I don't want this to be an issue about the governor's trying to pay himself. I think I'm compensated fairly by the state of Minnesota for the work I do.
Walz has turned down pay raises twice in the past and makes an annual salary of just over $127,000. A federal judge is allowing ex-state Senator Justin Eichhorn of Grand Rapids to stay in a halfway house until his trial. Eichhorn was arrested last week in Bloomington and charged with attempted coercion and enticement of a minor. Prosecutors argue that Eichhorn should remain in custody because he lied about having a handgun and arranged for his wife to remove a laptop from his apartment. State health officials are speaking out against the federal government's decision to terminate $226 million in grant funding. Health Commissioner Brooke Cunningham called the cut to pandemic funds a tremendous loss. She says the termination is effective immediately and impacts ongoing work and contracts. The Trump administration is cutting more than $11 billion in COVID-related funding to state and local health departments. Above normal temperatures are in the forecast the next couple of days for most of Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Brennan Detman says we will warm into the 50s and 60s today.
Friday looks to be the warmest for a large portion of the state, especially southern and southwestern Minnesota, where some areas could certainly be pushing low 80s. Otherwise, yeah, 70s expected, as that warm front will situate right over parts of Minnesota.
Rain and snow are in the weekend forecast. Twins All-Star pitcher Pablo Lopez gets the opening day start when his team takes on the St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon at Busch Stadium.
My grandma notified me that this game is going to be broadcast in Venezuela, so that gives me a lot of motivation. You always want to make grandma proud, but it means the world to me.
Lopez is making the third opening day start of his career and says it is important for him to set a tone early in the game for the rest of the season. Former Twins right-hander Sonny Gray is on the mound for St. Louis. Minnesota looks to rebound from a fourth-place finish in the American League Central last year. The Twins' home opener is next Thursday. The University of Minnesota men's hockey team faces off against UMass tonight in the NCAA Regional in Fargo. The Golden Gophers went 25-10-4 and shared the Big Ten championship. Minnesota State, Mankato, and Western Michigan play the first game. The winners will meet Saturday for a trip to the Frozen Four in St. Louis. This is MNN.